And I sense the Lord telling me to say this to those of you in this room and those of you that are watching online, that America has a lot of symptoms that are being manifested all over this nation, but it is because of years and years of things that have happened that have led up to the things that we are seeing happening now. And just as we were praying for our sister in wholeness of healing in every aspect, Lord, we pray for healing in our nation. Things that are manifesting now with these outbreaks of violence and shooting, and even the folks who are supposed to be protecting us who are shooting us. And Lord, the outbreaks of the radical Islamic movement that has now come right here into our own nation. And Lord, for the millions and millions of babies that have been aborted. Lord, for the millions and millions of women who have been raped and abused, for the millions and millions who are still trapped in sex trafficking, for the millions and millions. Who are lost today. For those even within the body of Christ who are turning their backs and walking away from the faith because of the things that have happened through the years. We're looking at the manifestation in the physical of things that have happened in the spirit and in people's emotions and in their hearts and in their homes for years. And so, Lord God, we look to you, for you are our only help. You are our only hope. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord, you are indeed our hiding place. You are our safe refuge. You are our treasure. But Lord, we have lost the reality of that. So Lord God, I pray that dangerous prayer that you gave me a couple of years ago. But Lord, we release the sequence of events that are necessary for your glory to be revealed across this nation. Lord, I don't know the ramifications of that prayer. The last time we prayed it, my brother had a heart attack. Yes, Lord God, and you caused him to survive it and to bring in a whole new restoration and revival in our home church. So, Lord God, I don't know what this prayer means today, but Lord, we lay ourselves at your feet and at your mercy, Lord God. We ask for mercy for America. Lord, have mercy upon your church. Yes, Lord God, for we fully deserve the cup of wrath that is being poured out upon this nation. But Lord, we ask you for mercy. Yes, Lord, give us another chance. God, you declared to this little small group of believers that this would be the year of an open door. So, Lord, we take the open door to ask for forgiveness. We take the open door. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, to turn to you. We take the open door. Yes, Lord God. And we pray that across this nation, first of all, right here, beginning here in our own city, that our mayor, that our leaders would take the opportunity, the open door of opportunity that you are giving us to repent. God, bring this heart, this urgency of the Spirit to your church in Harrisburg. God, across this city today, God, interrupt services, interrupt programs, interrupt agendas. Churches that have never deviated from their order of service for years, God, today, interrupt it, God, and bring a cry of travail, the repentance to to come to your church in this city. God, interrupt services across this region. God, interrupt services across this state. Lord God, bring a cry and a travail of repentance in your church today. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We'll dare not ask you for another thing. We'll dare not sing that song, God Bless America, when we are so steeped in sin. God, there is no reason for you to bless America today. God, so we cry out to you and ask you to have mercy. Yes, Lord God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have grumbled and complained. In this wilderness season and transition for this nation, we have responded just like the children of Israel who did not make that journey. For the past 40 years, God, from the 70s all the way up until right now, for the past 40 years, like the children of Israel, we have wandered in the wilderness. We have wandered. Lord, we have given in to the temptation for lustful things. We have grumbled and complained. My Lord God, we have turned to sexual immorality just like they did in the wilderness. Yes, Lord God. We have tempted you, oh God. We have defied you to your face. My Lord God, we have deserved the destroyer to come. We have deserved the ground to open us up, to open up and swallow us up, just like you did back then. We have deserved an outbreak of plague that happened to them just like it back then. Lord, we have deserved it. My Lord God, but we ask you, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to have mercy upon this nation. Have mercy upon your church, Lord God. Grant us another opportunity, even as repentance, yes, Lord God, comes upon us, Lord. Lord God, let there be a cry to go forth upon this nation, just like it did when you sent Jonah to preach to Nineveh, and the leaders called for a fast. The leaders called for fasting and repentance. Yes, Lord God, give us an open door, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. You said that you would not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to bear, that you would provide a way of escape. So, Lord God, we take the open door of escape. Yes, Lord God, the open door of escape. Yes, Lord. In fact, God, you said that we wouldn't be facing anything, any tougher temptation than what such as what's just common to man. But Lord, you said, but with the temptation, you will provide the way of escape. And so, Lord, we take the way of escape. Yes, Lord, the way of repentance is the way of escape. The way of humility is the way of escape. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Seeking your face is the way of escape. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever it's going to take, Lord, we say yes. We say yes and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have a difficult transition to go through, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But your people could have made it through that transition. They could have made it in 10 or 11 days, a week and a half. Yes, Lord. But instead, it took them 40 years. Yes, Lord. Took 40 years and a whole nother generation. My Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Please, Lord, don't let us take another 40 years. and that our grandchildren have to, we have to wait till our grandchildren to see your promise, this for our great grandchildren to see your promise fulfilled for this nation. My Lord, but Lord, whatever it takes, I just sense like what Jesus prayed when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. But your will be done. Not our will. Let your will be done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, if we choose revival, we thank you, Lord God, for the many souls that shall come into the kingdom. Yes, Lord God, but if we choose rebellion, yes, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to help us and our families. Yes, Lord, we ask you, God, for divine protection. Yes, Lord God, and help us to fulfill what we are supposed to do. If it goes that way, I don't know what the future holds, Lord, but we run to you because you hold the future. Oh, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord. It may seem unusual to hear a pastor praying like that, but it does hang in the balance like that. Yes, Lord. It depends upon what we choose, what the church chooses, how the church chooses to respond. It's not even so much to how America chooses to respond. It really is about how the church in America chooses to respond. Will we continue on our merry way with the preachers of LA and Sunday best and choosing to try and striving for riches and glory and fame and security? Or will we lay it all aside and run to the Lord? Will we choose to live abandoned? Yes, Lord God. Will we choose to live abandoned? Abandoned to God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Lord, we don't count our own lives dear unto ourselves. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We were bought with a price. I don't belong to myself. Yes, God. Return us to that reality, Lord, that we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So have your way. Have your way. Thank you, Lord. I don't even know how to express all of the things that I'm seeing. So many things all at the same time. I sense a Garden of Gethsemane moment. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. A Garden of Gethsemane moment. Will we choose the way of the Lord? Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. There is a chosen few God is raising up during this time. There is a chosen few. Many are called, but few are chosen. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Just say to the Lord, say that to the Lord. Lord, I want to be one of the chosen. I don't know what I'm saying when I say that. But chosen doesn't mean fame and fortune. Chosen doesn't mean I'll be on television. We'll be on TBN. It doesn't mean we'll have a 4,000 member church. It doesn't mean we'll be on television. It doesn't mean we'll be popular. In fact, what I sense is that it'll mean just the opposite. It meant just what Jesus said, that we will be hated by all. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. But this gospel will be preached to all the nations of the earth. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you've given us an assignment here in this church to pioneer the chosen. Maybe that's the reason why you told me years ago. I remember the Lord gave me this song, and that was the name of it. It was called Pioneer the Chosen. And I didn't know that's exactly the kind of ministry he would call us to pioneer the chosen. Pioneer means to lead folks into places that they never been. But it takes some chosen folks to be willing to be led that way. Yes, Lord, to be led in a ministry where I can't tell you where we're going. I can't hold up a picture of a big, beautiful building and say, one day that's what we're going to have. I can't show video clips of great things happening in our lives and say, that's what's going to happen to us. No, pioneer means I'm taking you in a place that I don't even know myself where we're going. But it takes some chosen folks to go there with the Lord. Yes, Lord, I hear those words today. Pioneer the chosen. Fulfill the Father's dream. Pioneer the ones that he has redeemed. We got to march through barren land to waters never seen. Pioneer the chosen to the place where they believe. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. So come on, tell the Lord, yes, Lord, I'll be one of those. Yes, Lord, to be pioneered. Yes, Lord, to be led by you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, through barren land. Yes, Lord God, through wilderness places. But God, you're taking us to waters that have never been seen, to waters that have never been drunk, that have never been drunk from these waters. Yes, Lord, God's got something. Yes, Lord, something fresh he's taking us to, that he's leading us to. There are waters. He told me, I can't believe I'm seeing this now. Yes, Lord God, God, you gave me this song 12, 13 years ago, but I see it today. You leading us to waters that have never been seen, waters that have never been partaken of. Yes, Lord God, but only the chosen can go there. They've got to be willing to go through this barren place, go through this barren land to get to these waters. So, Lord God, we go with you. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My Lord God, I can't believe it. All those years ago, he gave me that song. And now I see the prophetic significance of it. My Lord. God, you're something else. Thank you, Lord God. Bless you, Lord. Well, God, you're just awesome that way. We say yes and amen to your will, to your way. Do what you desire to do. In and amongst us. Have your way, Lord God, in our families. We don't know what tomorrow holds, don't know what this week holds. Yes, Lord God, I don't know all of why you had me to pray this prayer. But Lord, I know that we can't go back to life as it was before. Lord, I don't care if last Sunday was the last sermon I'll ever preach in this church. Because you may just want us just to pray and have and just pray for folks. And I don't know how you want to break out upon us from this point on. But it doesn't matter, Lord. We're going with you. We're flowing with you, Lord. Do what you want to do. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I keep wanting to call you our poster child, Juanita. Great things. Great things. Great things God has in store. Today was you guys prophetically modeled what people must be willing to do if they want to see the greater things. You've been doing it for so many years, you don't even think about it. But you guys modeled it today, and I need to say it to you. You prophetically demonstrated what it's going to take in this day and in this time for people to really see the miracles. They got to be willing to press through pain. They got to be willing to press through hurt. You guys have had to press for a long time, a lot of years. But at the end of that press, God's got a word And people may go, well, what's a word? What does that mean, just getting a word? Well, the whole world was created off of a word. All that exists started with a word. I was reminded the other day of someone, something I'd heard before, but it's really true. The word universe literally means one word. Uni means one. Verse means word. So everything exists because of one word. So when God calls you to press like you guys have today, and I'm speaking prophetically because I see this room full. So I'm speaking prophetically that even those who will one day sit behind you and sit around you in this room, they will have to be willing to do what you did. And I'm saying this because I'm kind of giving you guys a charge today. You're deputized to tell them that. Without feeling like you boasting or anything, you're going to have to do what we did. You're going to have to press. I'm releasing you to speak your testimony. Thank you, Lord God. Some people may not want to hear it, and they may think you bragging. Well, we're releasing you from that whole thing of, they going to think I'm boasting if I say you got to do what we did. That ain't boasting. That's just your testimony. You got to do what we did. We pressed our way. We had to forgive people. We had to let go. We had to move on. And even when we got to the new church, God still, we had to keep pressing our way and pushing past the stuff that happened in the past. We had to keep letting it go and moving on. And even when we were sick in our bodies, my granddaughter got sick, and things happened to my daughters and in my family, and I'm pressing through in my body, but I had to keep pressing on. And I'm saying this to you because there's a miracle at the end of this for you. I'm daring to declare it. Yes, Lord God, there are miracles at the end of this for you. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. I don't know who needs to hear this. Maybe somebody gonna watch this later on. You need to hear this. You got to press your way and push past the hurt and the pain, the things going on in your mind, the things going on in your body, the things going on in your finances, the things going on in your family. You got to press and go after God. The Bible says, my soul follows hard after you. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Unfortunately, we have a generation that's so used to things being given to them that when they come into the things of God, they think God's just supposed to just keep giving them stuff. Just give me stuff. Ain't that the reason why you here, God? Ain't you here for me? And some people are going to come into the reality that no, God's not here for us. We're here for him. Yes, Lord God. That's what this is really about. We're here for him. Thank you, Lord. So there is a press. There is a pushing to get to that place. Yes, Lord God, to get to those waters that you had me prophesying about in that song. To get to those waters. And that's what you've done today. God just keeps telling me to say that to you. You've gotten to the waters of healing. In every aspect of your life, you have pressed through the wilderness and you have made it to the waters of healing. Thank you, Lord. Come on, rejoice with her today. Somebody's watching this today, and that same thing goes for you. You have pressed to the waters of healing. Yes, Lord, it took years. It took years. It took years. It took years. But you had to press to the waters of healing. Thank you, Lord God. It was so necessary. Thank you, Lord. It was necessary for you. Bless you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, take a moment right now and just give it to him. Give him the worship. Thank you, Lord. Give him the praise that he deserves today. Thank you, Lord. Angie, you walk right in on your word today. We're just talking about pressing your way to the waters of healing. That's for you right now. Pressing to the waters of healing. Thank you, Lord God. Pressing and pushing. Thank you, Lord God, to the waters of healing. Thank you, Lord God. Yeah, it's worth it. Yes, it's worth it. Yes, it's worth it. Bless you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Even just a few minutes in the presence of the Lord, thank you, Lord, can dispel just days and weeks and months of demonic oppression and warfare and fighting. Yes, Lord God, just a few seconds in the Lord's presence. So come on, receive it right now. Lord, you're here. He's here right now. Thank you, Lord. God is ministering right now. That's right. Receive of his presence. Yes, Lord. Drink deep of the waters, I hear him say. Drink deep of the waters. Drink deep of the waters of life. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Drink deep of the waters of life. Yes, Lord. Come, you that are hungry and are thirsty. Yes, Lord God. Yes, just drink of the waters. Bless you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, you are so good. You are so awesome to us. Yes, Lord. There's nobody like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's so much opposition. Today has just been a day. Like we said, just from the moment we left the house, just opposition. God, I don't know what this week holds for us. Thank you, Lord God. But it's a smokescreen, everybody. Let me tell you. It is a smokescreen. It's the smokescreen of the enemy. Yes, Lord. I can tell you every time I've been on the brink, yes, Lord God, of the answer that I've been seeking God for, there has always been major opposition. Everything goes crazy. For us, I mean, just crazy. We come out the house and just garage door won't close. Like, what? What? Like, what? You know, folks poking along in the streets all the way to church. Just come on, Lord. Ah! See? So you start making up your mind, God, I'm pressing my way. I'm pushing. I'm going anyway. We're going anyway. I'm going anyway. There's this militant mentality that God wants us to have as his people, that I'm pushing anyway. Because the enemy has counted upon the people of the Lord in this day and time to start to give up. To give up. To send distractions until you just give up. To send all kinds of stuff, all kinds of hindrance in your way until you just get tired of fighting. I'm tired. I don't feel like pressing no more. I don't feel like pushing no more. But come on, right now, make up your mind. God, I'm pushing. I'm coming after you. My soul is coming after you. I'm pressing after you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you, Lord God, for just your word today. Thank you, Lord God, for just your move in our midst. You're an awesome God. There's nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you. Thank you, Lord God. You've just proven yourself faithful today. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for throughout this week, as we just continue in our 31 days of prayer. Lord, we just thank you for speaking to us through your word, speaking to us as we get along with you in your presence. Lord, we just thank you now, even as we're preparing for this national gathering at Hershey at the Giant Center at the end of this week. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for just having your way in our midst. Thank you for divine protection. Lord, let this ignite your people across this region. May we not see this as an event. Yes, Lord God, but really what it is, it's a calling. It's a holy assembly. Yes, Lord God, it's a solemn assembly with you. Yes, Lord, and with your people. God, let it sweep throughout our nation. Our nation right now is seething. Boiling, yes, Lord God, about to explode. But God, we just sense your holy presence here in the midst of it all. You're moving behind the scenes and behind closed doors. You're meeting in small groups like ours and in house churches. in big churches, small gatherings, but God, you're moving. It's not in the news. It's not in the media. It's not being tweeted about. It's not being posted on Facebook. God, you're moving. Yes, Lord God, help us to be sensitive to your move and not just be led by the media. Yes, Lord God. Lord, you don't need the media to report what you're doing. God, we know what we sense in your spirit. Yes, Lord. We know what we sense in our spirit. God, as you're waking us up night after night, as you're speaking to us day after day, God, we sense that you're moving. Yeah, God, and we just want to move with you. Yes, Lord, the Spirit of God is moving, and we want to move with you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that by this time next week, we'll still be giving your name the praise and giving you all the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.